This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a
Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station,
Joy 94.9.
Warning, warning, this is an official warning. The health service recommends you turn off your radio now.
Turn it off!
This program is not good for you. It will fry your brain.
Turn it off!
It will cause lasting insanity.
Oh God!
Bleeding from all orifices.
Shut it down!
You have been warned.
Shut that damn radio off!
I'm gonna count backwards from 10.
10.
9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2.
1. 1. It's too late.
Like, that sounds like razor blades in my eyes.
We warned you.
Ugh.
Oh God.
It's like an old man blowing his nose into my ear. We warned you. Oh God, it's too late.
No.
Oh God, someone poke my eardrums out now. I can't handle it any longer.
That's great. Sky Kobe Zool. It sounds like a fantasy fiction horror film set in an alternate reality. Second Breakfast. Yes, that was, of course, we had Bananarama, didn't we? Move in My Direction and Neo Coming With You. It's the first single from the forthcoming album, actually, new album. All right, we have in the studio, we're talking to some of the ladies from A Woman in Horror, a special edition today of Second Breakfast. So I want to welcome Sky. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sonia. Thanks for having me.
I'll turn you up. You might want to be heard.
Test, test.
That's it. We've got Kobe as well.
Hello.
And Zool.
Hi.
Hey. And of course, you're coming all from quite a mixed background there to do this event for Women in Horror. But firstly, let's, before we talk about that event, actually, let's talk about Women in Horror. And Sky, what can you tell us about what that actually is?
Well, we do this every year. February is National Women in Horror Recognition Month. And we're kind of just trying to put a spotlight on women in horror because it's still a genre that's ruled by men, like pretty much the whole film industry. Yeah, it's just sort of like an outlet for everyone to show off their work and get the recognition that they deserve. So, yeah.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of events. I think in the US, when they do it, they do a lot of things like blood drives and giving blood.
Well, we have some shorts from the blood drive that we will be screening on Saturday at our event. So it's always good. They're always amazing directors. So
yeah. I know. Got some cool ones there.
Exciting.
So what do you do, Sky, as far as the event? Will you be hosting it?
Yeah, I will be hosting with Kobe. Will be my co-host. And I'm looking forward to it. It's a good lineup this year. Lots of different people. We've got burlesque. We've got art by the beautiful Zool over here. Amazing. Yeah, we've got a band. Lots of shorts, the blood drive, like I mentioned. It's everything you think of there.
Yeah.
It's great.
And it's Saturday. So, yeah, that's on the 21st. Certainly we can find out more details. I'll put that up on the Facebook page. But, of course, it's also for West Casa, raising funds for them. And last year, I believe, Sim, one of the other organisers, Sim was saying you raised over $1,000 for West Casa.
So what we're doing this year, or what she did last year as well, Sim's amazing, is keeping the ticket price really cheap, so it's only $10 entry, and then we have a raffle, so you can win DVDs, art, just all sorts of cool prizes, and we're really encouraging people to spend big on the raffle, because you do win awesome prizes, and it all gets donated to West Casa, so it's a great cause. So
West Casa's are wonderful, and they're based over in West Melbourne. Of course, their vision is to help to support women, especially, and families who are going through a difficult time and have experienced sexual violence of one form or the other. And it's to create that environment too where they are safe in our communities. They do counselling, they do all sorts of fabulous things. You can find them on westcasa.org.au. So yeah, doing so well with Women in Horror and all those proceeds going to this fantastic cause. Yay. Now, now the thing is, we have two other ladies here. I haven't spoken to them very much at all. Kobe, what's your involvement with Women in Horror?
My involvement with Women in Horror is standing next to Sky and trying to look as pretty as she does.
You are all pretty, I have to say. It's very beautiful here in the studio this morning.
Shucks, I'll slip you 50 later.
No money was traded, definitely not. So, no, seriously, what do you do?
Well, with myself in general, yep. I'm a graphic designer and sometimes work in special effects as a workshop technician.
And a model.
And a plus size model, and I'm an alternative style blogger, so very much about body positivity and activism and feminism, which sort of all leads back into my passion for horror and this event, promoting women and supporting communities that are otherwise a little bit marginalized and
neglected as well.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow, so body positivity is a thing that we're talking about just before you came in the studio, because a friend of mine and a lovely, lovely young lady who has been on my other show on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. that's Sci-Fi and Scream, that's the plug.
Oh, yeah.
She experienced some harassment from other women about what she was wearing, and it's gone viral on Facebook. Lauren Stardust, as she's known, and she's a wonderful woman in the community, but people, you know, women just beating up, harassing other women, it's just not fair go. It's not good. But now there's been articles in the UK, and I've put them on Facebook if people want to find out more. So
it's excellent. All
about that positive image,
raising awareness. I don't know if you heard as well, but there was Tess Holliday was the first plus size, like size 26 model to be signed to a mainstream modeling agency recently. So that's sort of
One of many
Exactly. Yeah,
and she's beautiful. Sure.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, we'll have to put some more stuff up about that too.
A bit of a sidestep there.
yeah, and we
I'm
have.
Sure,
Zool.
She likes horror.
I'm sure she does. Yes. She's probably lived through some horror herself, you know. And those experiences are good to know about, so people don't feel, you know, marginalised and on the fringes, so to speak. They can come out and feel comfortable, of course. And Zool, yes, you're the artist in the group. Well, one of the artists, of course. But what are you doing for Saturday?
So, I'm a visual artist, and I've studied at RMIT for the last 2 years, so my artwork is on all the promotional material, and I'll have some artwork hanging up at the venue, and there'll be some stuff for sale, and I'll be floating around for anyone that wants to talk to me. And
yay. And so what sort of artwork can people expect?
So there'll be a few oil paintings and also some printmaking stuff.
Right.
And there's some watercolours in the raffle.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So you've given some watercolours
and a woodblock print.
And a woodblock print. Yeah. Just a little few little things. Awesome. So what influences your work?
The year before last, a lot of my work was influenced by heavy music and horror.
Yeah.
But this year, my work's focused more on trying to get people to think about natural burial and the impact that your funeral's going to have on the planet.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So it's got an environmental kind of message, so to speak. Cool. Oh, that's cool.
So there's lots of skulls and scary things happening.
Yeah. But they can be, you know, it can be called still life.
Yeah.
People have been doing that
I call
forever.
It still death.
Still deaf. All right, fair enough. All right. Now, we will be chatting more to the ladies very soon here on Joy 94.9 for your second breakfast. So don't go away. We've also got plenty of good music coming up too, including All of the Pieces by Regan. This is Sonia on Joy.
Joy.
Yes, your second breakfast here on Joy 94.9. Talk, Seventh Heaven. And that was with Darren Hayes, one of our favourites here on Joy 94.9, taking you through to your 11Zs. But before we do, of course, we have some fabulous ladies in the house, in the studio here, before we have some more music, of course. And it's all about Women in Horror Month. And we have a Sky.
Hello again.
Kobe.
Hiya.
And Zool.
Hello.
That's great. Sky, Kobe, Zool. It sounds like a fantasy fiction horror film set in an alternate reality.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's pitch this.
You're doing the art.
Now, Women in Horror Month. Again, Skye, what is that all about?
It's just basically February of every year is recognition of women in horror. It's a male-dominated world, especially with, you know, female directors making, you know, as little as 5-10% worldwide. It's disgusting, really. And horror is already such, you know, a small genre, and it's just good to shine a light on everyone that's working really hard to bring it to everyone's attention. So, yeah.
Mm, yeah.
It's very exciting.
And you're doing a great fundraiser too this Saturday, the 21st of Feb, over on High Street, 303, number 303. People should head there after 6:30. Yes. If you're not going to do White Night, that is, of course, you might need to head out
early.
Much
rather come to Women in Horror.
Do both. Come to Women in Horror and then White Night.
You might have to walk. I think the trams might be running, but anyway, walk back to town, I mean. But certainly, it's a great event because it's all about West Casa. Tell us about that. One of you, Kobe.
Yeah.
What's West Casa about?
West Casa is a not-for-profit organisation that runs out of West Melbourne, and it's about supporting women and families who've experienced domestic violence and sexual abuse and helping them get back on their feet.
That's good. Yeah, we like that. So proceeds for this fundraising event, this Saturday the 21st, will be going to help those ladies, to help those people keep West Casa going. You can head to westcasa.org.au to find out a lot more, of course. Now, we were talking in the break there off air about Lauren Stardust, or Lauren Halsted, and what's happening with her. That's gone totally viral because of something she wore. Some other ladies thought they would diss her rather publicly and take a photo of her like she was something terrible she'd done, when really she just looks absolutely smashing. Very psychedelic, her picture. And she put that on Facebook and it just went mad, like completely mad in a good way. We have at the moment, it looks like, almost 100,000 likes, 97,026 likes, 29,000 comments, and 14, almost 14,500 shares on Facebook alone. Not looking at Twitter, of course. There's more shares happening there, I'm sure. But yeah, what do you guys think about
I think
about
she
that?
Looks beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, she's stunning.
Yeah.
Yes, totally.
Nothing wrong.
Kobe?
Oh, I think that she looks gorgeous too, but even if she was somebody's version of what is not gorgeous, I still don't think that people have the right to put their conceptions onto other people. I think what she wants to wear is her business. If it was a potato sack, she would have the right to wear that.
Exactly.
And the fact that it's women talking about other women is what really makes it even more of a low blow.
Yeah.
Because if anybody's going to support us as women, it should be each other. And I think that's what's so important about Women in Horror Month, you know, is about women coming together to support each other, not in an exclusionary way. We're not saying men aren't welcome to the table, but it's like at a base level. If we're not going to do it for ourselves, then who is?
Excellent. I agree. It's 100%. And what are your opinions? Let us know. Certainly, you can contact us on 0427 Joy 949, phone 1300 Joy 949, or email us on air at joy.org.au. So, Women in Horror Month is coming. Well, it's here. It's been almost 28 days of it, and we've still got more time. There's all sorts of events happening here and worldwide as to raise awareness of, to protect women and support our community. But also, the fact of the matter is, like Skye was saying, only 5% of filmmakers are women in the industry that we know of, and that's just not good enough. So we've got to protect and support women to move them up into the spotlight so they can, you know, be sustained and also, you know, make some great horrific films.
Definitely.
I mean, I'm a horror fan. Who isn't?
Yeah, exactly.
You can let us know what your favourite woman in horror movie is, or television series or something. Just let us know. 0427 a Joy 949. This is your second breakfast here with Sonia.
Joy 94.9.
All over the world. Yeah, that is Above and Beyond with Alex Vargas. And also we had some other awesome music here on Joy 94.9. It's your second breakfast time. Good stuff. Lots of more music coming up. But of course, it is Women in Horror Month and we have some awesome ladies in the studio here. Of course, we've got Skye and Kobe and Zul. And we've been talking about the fundraiser that they're behind and organising this Saturday the 21st. It's all about protecting and helping the ladies who have experienced experienced bad stuff in their life, including domestic and sexual violence. And West Casa is the place that a lot of people go to get that help and support. So all proceeds for the Women in Horror event this Saturday the 21st goes to West Casa. You can find out more about West Casa, westcasa.org.au. And of course, before we were talking about just, you know, how awful it is when women do take, you know, take it out on other women, and particularly on a parents and all those sorts of things. And I'm going to go to Zul, because you've experienced a similar thing that Lauren Stardust, or Lauren Halstead, has experienced with her pictures gone viral about what she wore, and because a couple of women thought it was okay to make fun of her and even take a picture of her. That's not okay, people. You must ask permission. But Zul, of course, has had an experience. Tell us about something you've experienced.
So there used to be, I'm not sure if it's still there, but there used to be a page on Facebook called Freaks of Melbourne.
Wow.
And one of my friends tagged me in a photo one day, and I realised that someone had taken a photo of me on a train and posted it with the caption, "Who else thinks Shrek's wife should go back to the swamp?"
Wow.
And at the time, I handled it quite well. I sort of laughed it off, and I was like, I pride myself on being a creep, so I was like, that's cool. But it was taken the day after I'd had a gig, because I sing in two death metal bands.
Okay.
And so I was not looking my best. I was quite hungover, and my hair was a mess and everything, but a lot of my friends all sort of ganged up, and we did some detective work and worked out who ran the page. And Facebook refused to take the post down, though. They said that it wasn't bullying, so.
Really?
But yeah, when a bunch of my friends figured out who it was and started sending him personal messages, he took the photo down pretty quickly. But it was pretty shit, so yeah. I'm really passionate about, like, whenever I see someone posting a photo of a stranger and making fun of them, it really gets to me, because it's such a shit thing to have happen to you. Like,
no,
nobody deserves
not
that.
Good. Yeah, and everybody has a right to their personal space, and we do not condone, of course, that privacy and that personal space being, and you know, intruded upon. I've had experiences myself standing in a food queue, and these tourists, about eight of them, decided it was cool to photobomb me, that they would stand in front of me and take a photo and put it out on the internet and out there in the world. And when I asked them to delete it, they actually just laughed at me. I was telling you guys, they just felt it was,
it's not funny,
they're right,
it's not cool.
Really not.
It's just bullying, adult bullying, really.
Yeah.
Like, grow up. If you've got nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
Yeah, and don't take a photo. Don't take a photo, and don't, you know, don't say that it's cool because everyone takes photos. We all have access to our phones and all of that. It's a free world. Well, you know, it's not. You can go to a convention, a pop culture convention, which I do, and I always ask permission even then to take a photo of a cosplayer. But cosplay is different. Usually cosplaying means you want to be seen, you want to promote,
worked hard, and
the amazing outfit that you've got on and so on. Yeah. So that is a difference there.
You've just got to think, how would you feel if you saw a photo of you on the internet that everyone was laughing at?
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
Even if it's not going to go viral and a lot of people aren't going to see it, it's still not a good thing to do.
Mm. What's happened with Lauren's photo is amazing. I don't think I've seen any nasty trolling. I don't think I've seen any bad comments at all. It's been all very, very positive for her. And it's all positive for us, because basically every time you share that and that message that she's made there, it's a big plus to all the women out there, I think, and the experiences they have when we now have a selfie generation, so to speak, of selfie phenomenon. So this is important. So all power to her. She's done a fantastic job. And if you want to find out more about her, well, there's always Channel 31, 42 Geek Street. She's involved with that as a community program about geeks, of course. And she's also been on the show that I run on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock called Sci-Fi and Squeam. And you can head to the podcast that has Lauren in it, and you just go to joy.org.au. Podcast. Easy. Just search away in the little searchy thing.
We know what you mean.
Technical term.
You know what I mean. It's very technical here, isn't it, on your second breakfast? And just quickly, of course, Sky, talking about what you actually do, because we've been talking about the event,
sorry,
of course.
I skipped that a little bit. So in the horror scene, I do alternative modelling. A lot of that evolves around my love for horror, vampires, gore, all that kind of stuff. Done a bit of acting. I had my first feature film come out a couple of months ago under a kaleidoscope, and that was great fun to work on as well.
Cool.
But yeah, we were just discussing, I've actually never worked with a female director, and I think that
that's weird.
That really like shows just how few there really are. Yeah. I mean, I would love to. Give me a call if you're listening.
That was a self-promotion.
That was a self-promotion. But yeah, that's why I love women in horror. Because we all get to sort of showcase what we do, how we're a part of it, support each other, lift each other up. Yeah, there's no bullying. No one's saying anything mean. Like, this poor girl's gone through. But yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's
good
important.
Month.
It's important. Yeah, look, we've got a message there actually, which Ooh. I should read out. Certainly, it's from Lance, and he says, "Whatever happened to Baby Jane? Is one of his favourite horror movies. He hasn't seen it for ages, but he always remembers it as a great piece." So yeah, some people might not call that horror. Some might call it fun sibling rivalry. But there is some horrific meal.
It's a fine line.
Yeah.
There's a horrific meal in that, isn't there? There's a horrific, I think it's a rat is served up or something.
So yum.
Not for everyone's taste, and certainly if you're a vegetarian, it's not good. But thank you, Lance, for your fabulous message. If you do have a message you'd like to send it through, certainly you can. Simple, 0427 JOY949. Phone us on 1300 JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. This is your second breakfast here on Joy, with Sonia, Kobe, Sky and Zool. I love that. Kobe, Sky and Zool. Love it. On here on Joy 94.9. February is the International Recognition Month for Women in Horror. Evolving into a mini festival in February 2014, Women in Horror Melbourne is celebrating its fourth year as hosting an event at Northcote's Artistic Hub 303 on Saturday, February 21st. An impressive lineup of female artists from a bevy of assorted mediums in the horror genre, from burlesque, and a special performance from female-fronted horror band The Cryptid Children. All proceeds from the event are donated to West Casa Footscray, a community-based women's shelter. For more info, head to Facebook and search for Women in Horror in brackets Melbourne 2015, and keep listening to Sci-Fi and Scream 10 p.m. Tuesdays on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Ah, it is indeed. Look, Stick Shift, that was Antoine Clameron, and we had some other fabulous music too. We had Above and Beyond, All Over the World, Shut Up and Kiss Me by Rhys Mastin, and that was Australia number 2 back in 2012. Also a winner of the Australian X Factor 2011. Awesome stuff. Good on you, Rhys. Now we'll have more music, but before we do, we're going to have a very quick chat again with the ladies of horror before they go off into the sunset. Well, the sun isn't set yet, but you get my drift here on Second
Going
Breakfast.
Going to the sun and burn.
I'm melting. Yeah, burning. No, we won't do that. Yes, Women in Horror Month, of course, you've been hearing about it for the last hour at least, if you've been tuned in. It's basically celebrating women in horror in the visual arts medium known as film, usually film, but I'm sure there's some television there too, of course, and about film creators and makers, and raising awareness about how we can get more women to be visible and be more diverse in that industry, and also raising funds for really wonderful and important projects like West Casa, and that's where the proceeds are going for the fantastic event this Saturday the 21st at 303 up on High Street. If you live in Melbourne and Northcote, head on down, or head on up the road, I should say. It's a bit of a hill climb there, one of the few hills in Melbourne, but you can do it. Get there from 6:30 p.m. and help us raise some funds for West Casa. Awesome. And so Sky, we've had you here, and that's been good having you here. Where can people find you and your work?
Probably the easiest, quickest way is just a Facebook, Sky Medusa. Mm-hmm. I've got a page on there with some of my modelling work. I do put a bit of the film stuff up there as well. Yeah, you can sort of stay tuned, see what my next adventure is going to be.
What is your next adventure, do you think, after this?
Hoping to get more into more feature films.
Yeah.
I love that. So much fun. Definitely horror as well. That's where my heart is. So, yeah, anything to do with that.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I'm still around.
Yep.
Still doing stuff.
And you are a beautiful, I must say, everyone's beautiful in the studio today. Kobe as well. Like, you're a alternative model, is that right?
Yes, alternative, yes. Alternative. Plus size.
Plus size. Awesome.
Which, you know, we don't always have to qualify that, but yeah. It's a niche I'm comfortable with.
Excellent. And so what's happening with you coming up? Any news there?
I'm actually walking in the only plus size event in Melbourne Fashion Week, which is called Curvy Couture Roadshow.
What's it called?
Curvy Couture Roadshow.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It'll be on at the ACMI. It's part of the cultural program, and I'll be walking for 8 designers on the day. So pretty excited about that.
Yay. And you mean catwalking, yeah?
Yes.
Isn't that a funny name?
Meowing as well. On all fours.
Meow.
Awesome. Wow. That's great. And when's Melbourne Fashion Week?
Early March. So that event's on March 7th, which also happens to be my birthday.
Happy birthday for March the 7th.
Thanks.
Fantastic. fantastic. And thank you for coming in
thank
today,
you very
too.
Much for awesome. Having us.
Well, where can people go? Anywhere that can
probably
see you?
My blog is called horrorkitschbitch.com.
Excellent. And Zool, it's fantastic having an artist in the studio today, this
thank
morning.
You.
Yeah. And what's happening for you in the future?
So I also sing in two death metal bands.
Cool.
So, and one of them's taking off slowly, which is exciting. So,
yeah,
hopefully.
More performing.
Yeah, and also, I've just started a new painting, and yeah.
Don't forget us when you're famous.
Yeah. I won't.
She didn't mean that.
No, hopefully, one of my bands will be playing Women in Horror next. Yeah.
Ooh, so, nice. Yeah. Fingers crossed. Let's hope that happens. And where can people go and look at your work and see what you do?
So my art page is just Jaeger Krieg Art. It's Jaegerkrieg.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just have a Google, you'll find it.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
And your bands, are they on Bandcamp
yeah,
or anything like
that? They're just Facebook's probably the easiest. Bloodborne has been around for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And Scaphis is the new one. So Scaphis. There's not a lot online for Scaphis at the moment, but it is coming soon.
Cool. Yeah. All right. You guys are all so busy. I'm humbled. You're awesome.
Thanks for
okay.
having us.
Thank you. And of course, if you want to go to the Women in Horror event, which raises funds for West Casa to protect and support women who've experienced and their families who've experienced the terror of violence, domestic and sexual violence, just go to westcasa.org.au and head to the Facebook page for the Women in Horror. It's how does it go? Women in Horror brackets Melbourne
2015.
Yep. Find out more. We'll see you there. I hope to see you all there too. If you're listening, make sure you do and put some money in the collection tray.
Raffle.
Bring some of my art.
Give us all your money.
Yes, that's right.
Give West Casa all your money.
That's right. Good cause it is too. All right. Thanks again, guys, for coming in for the second breakfast. You're listening to Sonia here on Joy 94.9.
It's Women in Horror Month.
And you're listening to
Evia
and Nada
of
the Crepta Children on Joy 94.9.
Woo, Joy!
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.